We're very happy to go to the phones. He's the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, John Lynch, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. John, good morning and thank you for your time. How's life been treating you?
Fellas, good morning. How are you guys doing? Trying to find a win, man. That's what we're doing over here. We just got off our bye week and back to work yesterday, and here we go. Going back to Tampa, Lolo, this week. So here we go.
Absolutely. Old stomping grounds, Johnny. We had a lot of great times. Tell me something, John. When you watch the game last night and you just look at it and you say, okay, wow, the way the NFL is heading in the direction, what do you see? What do you see? How can – I just want you to be like in a player mindset. How would you slow down these offenses now? What is the key?
Well, it's really difficult, Lo. I think that's the predicament that defenses are finding themselves in. I think, you know, the game is moving faster than ever. And, I think a development that I've seen is, you know, the game is always, and Al Davis and the Raiders probably did it as well and as well documented as anyone. It's always been about stretching people vertically. But at the same time, when you watch those teams, Kansas City and LA, you know, you're getting stretched horizontally, sideline to sideline as well. And with all the fly sweeps, all these things that defenses have to account for. At the same time, you can't have the intimidation you once had from, you know, if a guy was going to cross the middle of the field, he was going to do so at his own peril. And you were going to, you know, part of my game was letting them know that it wasn't free coming in there.
Absolutely.
Nowadays with the rules, you can't do that. And so people are flying at warp speed. These offenses are getting extremely creative. And I think as a result, you see points as high as they've ever been. You see yards as high as they've ever been. And last night was as good as illustration. And, you know, some people love that football. I think there's a happy medium to playing good defense. And it's difficult with the rules stacked against the defense these days.
Does it change the way you look to construct the roster now? Do you look for more pass rushers and more help in the back end of the secondary, not just your team, but any team? And does the linebacker become somewhat of the way of the dodo bird?
Yeah, you know, I think first of all, you don't have to give in. It wasn't you know, too far away that, you know, in the past that the Seattle Seahawks were keeping people to 16 points per game, you know. So I think you still can play good defense. But, yeah, I think when you go to construct your roster, I think you're looking for game changers and finishers. And you're right about, you know, you look at the Rams and what they have. Is their defense really stopping people? No. But it seems like at opportune times in the fourth quarter, they have so many pass rushers that they just kind of, they break you, and they're going to find a way to get the turnover that they need. Last night it was Ekubon hitting Mahomes and Joyner coming down with the final pick. But they seem to do that, you know, week in, week out after giving up a ton of yards. So I think you do have to be cognizant of the way the game's being played and how you construct your roster.
49ers general manager John Lynch joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Khalil Mack, known as a game wrecker. Aaron Donald, known as a game wrecker. Do you feel that you have a game wrecker on this roster right now?
Well, we're looking for it. You know, I think we have guys who have the potential to be that, and we're looking for that. I think when you're 2-8, that's what you're looking for. I think we have a lot of foundational pieces moving forward that we're excited about, and that's hard to say that when you're 2-8. But there is a lot that we're excited about. I think we have a great understanding of where we're going. We also have a great understanding where we need to be better. And we got to make that happen the rest of this year. I think Kyle sent a message loud and clear to our guys that just what I kind of communicated to you, we're very optimistic in terms of where this organization's going. What we want to see is who wants to be a part of it. And I think your resume in this game is what you do on the field. And these guys have 6 weeks left. There's a lot of guys that we like in terms of their talent and the spirit that they bring to our team. But here's a great opportunity for them to audition the rest of the way, try to win some games, and put their best foot forward in terms of the tape they put out there.
A guy like Buckner, you look at him 99, watch the guy, he's got that heart, that will. You see him taking a double team last week before you went on bye, beating a double team, still getting a sack. And you're looking at guys, Blair has stepped up. You're looking at guys, but when you're looking at the way of the league, and we talked about, Joe was talking about Khalil Mack and different guys that can get after the pass rusher from the defensive end part perspective, is that something you guys would address either in the draft or free agent?
I think both. I mean, we have to fix that. We have to have more edge presence on that. That's not a secret. You know, the one thing I've learned in this job, and yeah, we, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but we tried like heck to acquire Khalil Mack. That didn't work out. You know, but you try by any means necessary to get it, but it's not easy. Guys that are free, they never become free because they're so coveted in this league. They're franchised typically, or they work out a new deal. So you have to you know, be wise in the way you construct it in terms of free agency. But then the draft is the best opportunity to put game changing type players. You know, hopefully we're not in position. I never thought we would be, to be honest with you, in position to be picking super high. And you know, we still have six games left. But that's where you find those players typically.
When you saw the final details of what Chicago gave up for Khalil Mack, did you feel as if you maybe had made a better offer?
Yeah, you know, I continue to. And, you know, that at times leads me to believe, were we ever in consideration? I understand, the thought of sending him right across the bay. I don't know how that factored in, but that is what it is. The Bears have certainly benefited from adding the services of a guy like that, and you know, we move forward.
49ers GM John Lynch here on 95.7 The Game. You mentioned edge rushers and inside players. Where does Solomon Thomas fit? Do you see him more as being a guy who can play on the outside, or is he going to be more slated as an interior lineman?
Well, I've always felt, you know, when we drafted him, I thought where he was going to have a chance to be a difference maker was as an inside rusher. You know, in our base defense, you know, he plays outside early, and then the plan was to move him inside. He hasn't had as many opportunities, and that goes to earning those opportunities. But I think Solly's done a nice job of continuing to work, and I look forward to him getting those opportunities. You spend a lot of time over a bye saying, hey, we need to see these guys the last you know, weeks, but it is always based with Kyle on merit. You know, have these guys been earning their opportunities? I think Solly's done a nice job. I hope to see more of him here in these last six games and see if he can start to become that player that we anticipated him being.
John, there's a notion how with the offense are going now in the league, do you see this league going with, you know, five down and maybe one back or more dime, you know, to slow down these different offenses, to try to slow them down?
Well, I think the, you know, we've talked about some of the great pass rushers, the Aaron Donalds and the Khalil Macks. I think finding those guys first and foremost is, I mean, when you talk about the most simple formula for success in this league, you got to find the guy, the quarterback. That position just changes the game. It changes the field. It changes the opportunity for your team to win each and every week. It gives you a chance. And then you got to find the guys on conversely to knock them down. And so I think that's the biggest, the thing that people are finding, you know, and that's been around for, that's not a new concept, but I think as much as people are throwing, as frequently as they are, the rules, all that, that's one thing that can be the great equalizer. And so I think that's as important. But sure, I think you're right. The game's more spread out, low. It's played in more space. So athleticism, being able to play in space is at a premium.
49ers general manager John Lynch with us here on 95.7 The Game. In terms of recovery and rehab, how is everything going for Jimmy Garoppolo and Jerick McKinnon?
It's going well. You know, these guys are workers. That's what they do. You know, if you're looking for a positive, I think the fact that they've got each other to kind of go through this with, Jarek's a little ahead of Jimmy, in terms of just the, when it happened chronologically. But I think the fact that they're down there, you know, that can be lonely while your teammates are going through a season. You're kind of going through the tedious routine of rehab each and every day, but I think they're pushing each other, and that's a good thing. They're both really attacking it and coming along really well, and you know, both big parts of our future and huge parts of our future. So we can't wait to get them back.
Nick Mullins has played very well in a small sample size, and C.J. Beathard has proved that he's a more than capable backup. This puts you in a little bit of a situation if all three quarterbacks, and including Jimmy Garoppolo, look good heading into next year. How would you proceed with the backup slot?
You know, I think you let that play out. And there's still a long time. Six games is a lot of football left. And so Kyle has been clear that Nick has earned the opportunity to be the guy this week. CJ continues to work. And, you know, sometimes stepping back, and being able to watch Nick operate the team and some of the things Nick does really well, getting the ball out of his hands, playing in rhythm, I think is can be a great of great help for to CJ moving forward. And I think taking a breath is a good thing for him. We'll see if he gets another opportunity this year. But if not, I mean, I think the one thing we found, we know what we believe we know what we have in Jimmy, and that's a franchise quarterback. And we believe now that we have two guys that, you know, can be strong backups and even, you know, at be you know, win football games in this league in CJ and Nick. So I think that's a good thing. And I think you just kind of let that play out.
John, give us, there's a perception, and I want you to kind of break down the reality of it and just take us through the process. Because a lot of people are out there saying, guys tank football games. And I'm like, no, players go out there no matter what, and they're going to give it all. Now, behind the scenes, is it something where you guys are like, look, let's just play, guys. We're not trying to lose. How does that really work? What's the, because I know we've been on the side where we're playing, and we would never, you know, be out there to lose a game. That's just not how we're our makeup. But how does it work strategically? Is it like, you're just getting guys in to want to see everybody, and if they lose, you lose. How does that work? Because I hear it out there a lot.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people talk about that. I can tell you that that's just not the reality. I think when you look at our season, I mean, what is it, five games that have come down to the last drive. And so, you know, I think the one thing we've learned loud and clear is that we need to learn to finish better. We've had ample opportunity to win games, and this season could be completely different despite the injuries to key players that we've talked about. And so we've been right there. Now, there are some realities. When you're 2-8, you're coming off a bye week, guys are going to get more opportunities. You want to see, you know, just as Kyle has said to these guys, you know, this is your time to audition. We want to see multiple guys play, and guys are going to get opportunities, but every one of those will be earned. We're not just playing guys because, hey, we better know. You're going to have to earn that opportunity. So there are some realities, but This regime, I could tell you, as long as I'm around, and I know Kyle, we will never get involved in that. We will try to win each and every week. And unfortunately, we haven't been good enough at doing that this year. That needs to change. You know, that's been sent loud and clear to our players as well. When you have the opportunity, you got to finish it. You know, that's something we're going to work hard on at the starting this week against the Buccaneers.
It's been a bit of a disappointing season for Joshua Garnett, who underwent thumb surgery last week. What does the future hold for him?
He did undergo thumb surgery, fortunately, and you know, it sounds brutal having surgery 7 days ago and then being ready to play, but Josh should be ready. You know, it was the type of surgery where he can put some protection on there and go ahead and play. And Josh has been working hard. Mike Person just stepped in and really has done a nice job. Our offensive line has been one of our strong points this year, and in recent weeks has played really well. We've been running the football well all year. Last 2 weeks haven't given up a sack, and so it's tough to make a change there. But Joshua's done a really nice job. We're really pleased with his development. So much of his deal is just staying healthy. You know, he struggled with some knee issues in his first couple of years. Now he starts to get going, got in at the end of a couple of games, and then had this thumb issue. But the good news is he'll be available to us, and we'll see if he gets those opportunities.
Mike McGlinchey's had a solid rookie campaign. How much do you see the future at left tackle? Not to push Joe Staley out the door, but is this the kind of player that you can really see yourself anchoring your offensive line behind for virtually a generation?
Absolutely. He's a cornerstone. I would call his rookie season better than just strong. I think he's been phenomenal. I really do. I think the way he's played, both in the run game and the pass game, has continued to improve, but it's been very solid. I think Mike's a cornerstone type player. What I love most about him, the way he works each and every day. And I think in a way, you mentioned Staley. I think Staley's playing, in my mind, some of his best football in years. He's playing at an extremely high level. And I think having Mike in the building maybe has been like a little bit of the fountain of youth. Hey, I got my buddy over here, you know, with all this youthful exuberance and energy. And it's brought that out of Joe. And that's been fun to watch. And so Joe has been a great mentor for Mike, but at the same time, I think Mike has really inspired and brought the kid out of Joe, and that's he's playing like it. It's showing in the way he's playing.
49ers general manager John Lynch with us here on 95.7 The Game. John, we greatly appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for coming on. Good luck against Tampa this weekend, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you guys and your families as well.
John, happy Thanksgiving, and if you need me, you know I'm here. I'd hate to leave, but if you need me, I'm here for you, buddy.
I love it, Lo. I love it.
Later, dog.
You want to play some fullback?
Hey, your MVP is a fullback. How about that? You keeping Cal Juszczyk as the MVP of the team. The guy's great. You got him in the game. I love what you guys are doing over there. You know, I'm just talking about probably front office. You probably need a little bit of...
I got you.
You know, you need salt and pepper team, like old days, baby.
Well, let's talk, man. Let's talk.
Thank you, John.
We'll see you guys. Thanks.